Yeah.
It's still a Vistoja. It's still a Vistoja. It's still a Vistoja.
Got it from your mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had your engine roaring like a Lamborghini Gallardo. Wake up in the morning next to you and say obrigado.
Ooh, I'm feeling that. That's a way to get your day started.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean, J Bell?
Man, the J Bell and OC podcast coming with that heat.
The uprise, man. The uprise. You know, it's all about like the duality of man. You understand what
the
I mean?
Duality
you
of
see
man.
How last week we came with the nice, you know, uplifting music.
Yeah.
Now we hit you right between the eyes, J Bell.
Man,
right
I like it. I like it, my brother. I'm all about it. Once again, the official NFL podcast.
Are you going to do the clap again?
J Bell and OC podcast. Clap it.
My main man. Yes, sir.
So, this weekend was active, man.
It was.
Piccadilly, man.
Yeah. Saturday had a good time. You know, we're out there getting it cracking.
We were. Shout out to all the fans and new fans that came out. Yeah. It was really cool. We filmed our show out there, too.
Yeah.
OC got a lot of love.
How about this, though? How about this, Jason? How about I saw the security guards guarding you? I saw the big security guards clearing the way for J Bell. And the crowd was screaming, J Bell, J Bell, J Bell. They were reaching out. They were reaching out with their hands. And the security guards were like, pushing hands. I saw one girl faint. I saw a girl faint when she saw you, Jason. She said, J Bell. And she fainted like Michael Jackson.
Oh, my God.
I said, oh, my goodness. This guy, J Bell.
This is not even true.
Has came all the way up.
I can't even.
I love it.
Did I just snort?
I love it. J Bell. J Bell. Oh. J Bell.
That was fun. That was fun.
That was cool.
It was so cool.
Your boys, the Vamps? The Vamps
man,
were there?
Man, you see my boys. Yeah. Those are my homies.
Yeah.
They got major love for you too.
Yeah.
Those are some cool dudes, right?
I liked them.
Cool dudes, man. Them. Swagged out.
They just have this aura about them, right?
Do.
Like,
yeah,
you know, I'd never really, you know, I've been around stars before, but I haven't been around people with that level of, you know, it just seemed different.
I think they're going to be all right.
I think so too.
I like them. And they, they got on stage. It was just backstage hollering at them before they went up there. Just cool dudes. They get up stage and immediately start rocking. I was like, yeah, they kind of know what they're doing.
They knew what they were doing. And you were dancing, too. I saw a video. I saw a video of you dancing.
Front row, you know. Front row.
You were dancing.
I mean, listen, they had it cracking.
I didn't know you knew how to dance, Jason.
You didn't know I know how to dance? Mm-mm. I'm a defensive back with footwork.
My bad.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
a true statement,
that is
right?
That is actual fact.
That's like my job was my footwork.
Right. And so you
footwork
still got it.
Footwork equates to dancing.
You still got it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
J Bell.
Oh, what a day. Saturday was a day once again. Shout out. I did with security. I was walking, and I don't need all that security, man. They just
you
trying
sure?
To, yeah, they was trying to be efficient, right?
Okay.
Get us back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady was taking a picture,
mm-hmm.
and we almost ran her over.
Really?
Yeah. I got up on stage and was like, I'm sorry to the lady. In the Browns hat. She had a Browns for almost running you over.
She suffered enough if she had a Browns. She's already suffered quite a bit.
And then I'm running her over.
You running over.
I didn't run her over, but we shoulder bumped. But, you know, she stayed strong, man. She was tough.
Incredible.
You know?
Incredible, man.
We made it through, man. I want to ask one favor for you.
Okay.
Can I ask you if it's okay to ask podcast listeners, thanks for being listeners, y'all, for real. It means a lot to us also. Mm-hmm. If they can send in questions on Twitter.
I think so.
You think it's so cool?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And hashtag ask OC?
Why ask OC? What about ask J-Bell?
You got the answers.
I don't have all the answers.
All right, both. Okay. Ask OC or hashtag ask J-Bell.
Yeah.
And we'll answer them.
Let's do that.
What do you think?
I like that. Speaking of Twitter,
I
saw something on Twitter the other day that really, really had an impact on me.
Should I be alarmed?
Probably, because you know how I am. You know what? The way my mind works.
I know. I'm a little nervous.
My mind works in mysterious ways, J-Bro. So let me tell you what happened.
All right.
So I see my boy.
Okay.
Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah.
You know Idris Elba.
He's the man.
Fantastic actor.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite actors of all in the last 10, 15 years.
Makes sense.
I see them asking a question. Supposedly, he's in the running to be the new James Bond.
Righteous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I saw that, and I initially get really excited. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, Idris Elba as James Bond? Mm-hmm. They're going to have a black James Bond,
yep.
J-Bell. This is incredible. You know, a black James Bond.
True.
Like, come on, man. Yeah. He's all smooth. He's all silky and everything. I'm like, this guy's going to play this role incredibly well. So on Twitter, there's this lady. I don't even know what her name is.
Okay.
But they accuse her of being slightly racist.
Okay.
They accuse this lady of being racist or whatever.
Okay.
So she's on Twitter and she's like, Idris Elba as James Bond? No way.
Oh, no.
How could he be James Bond? The part was written for a white guy. Ian Fleming, it was written, for a white guy to be James Bond. So how can Idris Elba be James Bond? Blah, 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 blah. And you know Twitter's not having that right now.
No.
So
Twitter's.
They go all the way in on this lady. They let her have it. It's a fictional character. What do you mean? How can you say it's not? Blah, 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 blah. So they're going in on her. And, you know, I rarely read comments because, you know, they can be quite nasty. I've had my feelings hurt quite a bit.
It can get ugly.
Yeah. So I'm sitting over here. And as I'm reading these comments, I'm like, I'm about to really get into this woman right now because why would she say something like that? Blah, 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 blah.
You got angry.
Yeah. I got a little angry. Right before I hit send. Right before I hit send, J-Bell, my wife says this to me all the time. She's like, oh, see, you have like a little angel on your shoulder that tells you sometimes right when to do something and when not to do it. Right before I hit send, another thought ran into my head.
Okay.
Follow me here, Jason.
I'm in the car with you.
Follow me here, Jason. I just watched another movie about a fictional character. Black Panther.
Right.
Fictional character. Doesn't exist.
True.
If 20 years from now, they decide to make Black Panther Tom Cruise. If 20 years from now, Tom Cruise is the Black Panther, how would you react to that, Jason? Fictional character. Fictional character.
Right. Okay.
Same thing. I would be rather upset if Tom Cruise is the Black Panther. So, right before I said, I was like, she has a valid point here. You know, there's a double standard that we.
You know what?
I just don't know, Jason. I don't know.
I got to give you credit. You always look at the other side,
yes.
And you're very analytical, and you take all the information and process it before you come to some sort of conclusion.
Thank you.
One thing you missed out on.
Yes.
If Tom Cruise is running around in an action movie in 20 years, we need to get what he's taking. How would he be still doing that in 20 years?
I mean, that's a very valid point, man.
But everything else, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, think about a black James Bond. Think about that, right?
Right.
I mean, it's not like we would have him, you know, spying on Africa. I don't think we need him spying on countries in Africa. You would need him spying on Russia.
He'd be quite easily noticed.
As soon as he gets off that plane, Jason. The minute he gets off the plane,
he's not
gonna shoot him right
in.
Away. That guy there doesn't belong here. That guy's not supposed to be. He is obviously a British spy.
We saw the paperwork.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. My bad.
Hey, man.
Just ran through my head. I'm
Listen,
sorry. Ran through my head.
Oh,
what
man.
What happened? Tell us. Talk about the games.
Oh, no. I want to talk about another thing.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I want to talk about the interviews we did.
Okay.
With the England team.
Oh, man.
Because I feel like, first of all, we got to give a shout out to them fellas for giving us their time,
yes.
Right? They were very busy. Yeah. They came over with us, mm-hmm. did the interviews. Super cool.
Yeah.
Tell us who was there.
We had Harry Kane.
Yes, we Captain. Did.
Incredible. One of the best players in the world. Eric Dyer. Defender. Outstanding player.
My homies.
Ruben Loftus-Cheek. Make sure you say the Loftus-Cheek.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yes.
Another great player.
So cool.
And we had the main man himself, the money man. Jack Butler. Jack Butler.
What about his watch he had on?
Patek Philippe Gold.
Ooh.
I said, wow.
I know you pointed and you see him cover his watch. I know. Real quick. He didn't want no heat.
He didn't want no heat. Great, great players. And the fact that they took that time. And on top of that, Jason, it's not like they just, you know, did the mandatory minimum.
Right.
They spoke to us, gave us their time, and then after that, came back.
Exactly.
For another 30 minutes.
Exactly.
And had a conversation.
I know. So cool, man. And it's amazing their football knowledge.
Yeah.
And it's amazing that, you know, when we were telling them stuff, especially about the fantasy, mm-hmm. you could fantasy football things, they could see their heads spinning, like clicking, like, oh yeah, that's what we're gonna use. That's
right.
That's what I was looking for.
You dominated that conversation because you knew a lot more than me in regards to, like, oh, play this guy, don't do this, don't do that. I was like, look at J-Bell go.
It's only because we're talking about receivers and quarterbacks.
Okay,
OC.
That's true.
You know, so I can look at it and say, you look at a starting receiver, right? He's mm-hmm. going to get all the attention. So if his counterpart is good, then he's going to do well against some defenses because he's not going to have all the pressure on him. So we just go into that. It's not science, right?
I like it.
It's easy. But, you know, I just, once again, man, super cool dudes, right? And then you had to show a couple of techniques. Mm-hmm. You know, they were on the Saturday show.
Yeah.
But when you did and you saw Harry make the move, we immediately were like, oh.
That guy can do it.
He's athletic.
He can do it. He can play the end.
Quick.
Quickness.
I mean, you know, we know the guys are all athletes and athletic, but my God, immediately you're like, oh yeah, he's got it
right away.
He's got it
right away. Nice fluid movement, everything.
Quick. One thing I didn't like. There's only one thing I didn't like about the whole thing.
Okay.
I was the smallest dude in there.
Yes, you were.
I was the smallest dude in there.
You are. I think, you know, that caught me by surprise. I was, because I know quite a few soccer players, and a lot of them are really slight.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know, really small. And to see the size of these dudes, all of them.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Kane, yeah. Dyer, Loftus-Cheek, Butlin. And you were just, you know.
I was a little slim boy.
Man, I said, wow. These dudes got it.
They, hey, man, I backed out of that circle real quick.
I know. You
gingerly
stepped back.
The farther I remove myself, you don't get a good angle on this.
You are no parts of them, man.
No parts, but shout out to them again, man. What super cool cats, man, and much appreciated. Good games this week, right?
Outstanding football games. There were some not so good games,
right.
Also. There were some blowouts,
right?
You know, there were some really good games. Before we even get into that, man, did
Talk
you see
me.
Your boy Ryan Fitzpatrick for Tampa Bay?
Fitz Magic.
Did you see him light up the New Orleans Saints?
Fitzmagic. I did not think the Saints defense was going to be like that. I thought, especially with the change they had in the defensive backfield mm-hmm. the year before, mm-hmm. they were able to going to tighten down and play some defense. But, my gosh, they got exposed back there.
Listen, your boy Jameis, he better be very, very careful now.
See, you're on to
very
something.
Very careful.
You're on to something, but Fitzmagic has done this before.
Yes.
He's given us something to make us all believers. And then another game, you're like, get him out of there.
I know.
Think
about this, though.
Okay.
Think about this in regards to Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. We know he's extremely smart. Always been a really heady quarterback. He's got a little bit of arm talent. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's, you know, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but he has some arm talent.
Yes, he does.
Dirk Cutter, mm-hmm. the head coach, outstanding offensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Think about the weapons Tampa Bay has at their disposal. Mike Evans. Jackson.
Yeah. Who had an off year before because, to your point, he's a deep home run threat kind of guy, and that's not Jameis Winston's strength.
Thank you. And now you put all these weapons at Fitzpatrick's disposal, already a year or two into the system.
Yeah.
I think he's going to have a good year, and I'm not sure if he has one more or two more games, not even at this level, even a little bit below this level. I don't think Jameis should get his job back. Because I don't think Jameis has performed at an extremely high level since he's been in.
Okay.
I haven't seen that.
The thing that I'll agree with is these first three games are so tough.
Yes.
If he wins two out of these three,
mm-hmm.
you got to keep him in there.
Yeah.
And if the offense continues to play at this high level, the excitement those receivers, those weapons are having because they feel like this guy can get me the ball in areas I'm strong in,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they start believing if you're the head guy, you can't pull that magic out, right? You can't stop that.
Can't stop it, man. You know how receivers are, Jason.
Yeah.
You know
yes.
how receivers are.
Yes, I do.
If you have a quarterback getting you the ball like he got Jackson and he got Evans the football
yep.
yesterday, if
yep.
you got a quarterback getting you the ball like that,
yes.
no way you get them off the field.
I completely agree.
No way you get them off the field.
I completely agree. And because of that schedule, the fact that he could go out there and get that win in that tough environment. I mean, they're both going to have to figure some things out on defense.
Yeah.
But your boy, Jerry McCoy.
Yeah. He's getting it cracking.
Yeah, he's nice.
I put him up there with Ndamukong Suh. Yeah. I put him up there with Aaron Donald. Well, maybe not Aaron Donald, but
yeah.
he's on that level. He's very disruptive
yeah.
on the interior of that line, man. People don't give him quite as much credit as you should. If you watch this guy, explodes off the line of scrimmage,
yeah.
always disrupting things.
Yeah.
Great player.
He's doing good. So, I mean, Tampa Bay's giving us something to be interested in, right? I mean, that nobody expected that.
Yeah.
Nobody expected that many points.
We shouldn't have expected it, but, I mean, think about the weapons they have, Jason. Why would you not expect that from Tampa Bay?
I just didn't expect Fitzpatrick to be that great.
Makes sense.
Quick story on him.
Okay.
I'm playing in Houston. We're playing the Rams. And I think he's a third quarterback. I forget who his number two gets hurt. This guy comes in.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, we're going to be all right. He lit us up in the second
Did
half.
Did he? Yeah, he let you have it.
Lit us up. And it was that thing. He's throwing them bombs. You're like, this dude, he's coming in, throwing like tight coverage. You know, you're covering a guy to people listening. You're covering a guy tight. And when you're covering a guy tight as a DB, you're thinking there's no way the quarterback's there's going to try to make this throw because there's no separation here. This is high risk. And he's doing it. You're like, is he really throwing at me?
Don't you hate that, Jason? When you beat the first string quarterback out of the game and the second guy comes in and you think you're going to have a feast. And he's just out there just dicing you up.
Dicing us. And the problem is, you know, you have a lack of film on him. You don't have as much film, so you don't really know what he's doing. And if you're a gunslinger like he is,
yeah.
a risk taker,
yeah.
man, he is coming at you. And don't be the guy to show any weakness. He's
nope.
coming right back. So, I mean, yeah, there it is. That's what you get. Another game I want to talk about
mm-hmm.
is Green Bay, right,
yes.
versus Chicago. Because, I mean, it was tight.
Yeah.
And the one thing I want to focus on is why Aaron Rodgers is so good. You know,
okay.
we always talk about the things he does. And I want to get into what he did in the second half. And I guess what I'm trying to say is the greats, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, in the second half,
yeah.
they know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they always find a way to adjust.
Yeah.
Now, he did this with a knee injury.
Yeah.
He went to the quick passing game, got the ball out quickly. Now, maybe he did a lot of that because he couldn't move around.
Right.
But he did it enough to slow down that pass rush, right? All that pressure he was getting. As you know, as a D lineman, they start getting the ball out quick. What does that do to you? How does that change your game up? Why is that so effective when you do that versus the D lineman?
Complete frustration. You said last week that the Bears' defense was going to be scary, was going to be good.
Yeah, they
and
are.
And you are 100% correct. They're fast, they're physical, they have good players on
yep.
every level.
Yes, they do.
And to begin with, they were frustrating the Green Bay Packers. Now, Aaron Rodgers, as we know, is the greatest quarterback in the NFL.
True.
Greatest we've seen in quite a while.
Yes, he's the man right now.
And you know he was going to, at some point, figure out exactly what they were doing. But nobody expected him to come out there and perform the way he performed in that second half.
No.
On a bad knee.
Man.
Dicing up that defense.
Dicing
this man's
him up.
Arm strength, his accuracy, his touch, his leadership is something that you just do not see. He diagnosed what was going on.
Yep.
He saw exactly what they did wrong in the first half, and he was like, okay, we're going to go do this. You go to the quick passing game against a team that's bringing pressure.
Mm-hmm.
As a defensive lineman, quarterback usually has 3 seconds. You know you got 3 seconds to get to the quarterback.
Right, right.
You know, 3 seconds.
Right.
Once the quarterback starts throwing the ball in 1 second, 1.5 seconds, it throws you off your game completely. You know you have no chance to get to the quarterback, and it discourages you. You know, it makes you not want to really put forth your all your best moves because you're not going to get there anyway. You can't get to the quarterback in 1 second unless you are on block.
Would you say that's giving away your moves, too? Like you said, you don't want to show your best moves because you don't want him to see it.
It's pointless. You don't want the offensive lineman to see the move. But it's when the quarterback is throwing the ball like that, it doesn't matter anyway. The most you can do is get your hands up. And Aaron Rodgers was still finding a way.
Man, he did. And then just off of the back of what you were saying, when he did need time for things to open up, you could tell that the defensive line of the Bears is coming upfield, getting ready to jump or put their hands up, and he's still back there.
He's holding the ball.
And he switched and he changed that going into the third, going into the fourth quarter, late in the third. It was like those guys, they're always a step ahead mentally. Mm-hmm. And as a fan, you don't usually see that so much, what that chess game that's happening.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady are two of the best at that.
No question.
And that's what happened in the second half. His receivers did come up with
incredible plays.
Hey, man, but Chicago had a chance to win. If they would have caught that one interception they dropped, mm-hmm. it would have been all over, man.
So I find it funny how you compared, how you said Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. I saw a quote today Tom Brady said, and he said, if Aaron Rodgers was in the New England system,
okay,
with the same kind of coaching that New England has,
okay,
Aaron Rodgers would throw for 7,000 yards every single year. He said Aaron Rodgers is that much more talented than me. And I find this interesting.
Wow, he said that?
He said it out of his own mouth. And I find this interesting because...
That is interesting.
Jason, as much as I admire Brady, mm-hmm. as far as like what he's accomplished mm-hmm. and the things that he's done... Mm-hmm. think he's done fantastically well for himself. I've never thought, talent-wise, he was on the same level as Aaron Rodgers. I've never thought that. I've always thought that he was a really great quarterback in the system that he is in.
Yes.
I don't think if you remove Tom Brady from that system and put him in any other system, I don't think he wins quite as many games or as many championships. Whereas I believe if you take Aaron Rodgers and put him in any system, he immediately elevates that team to, if not a playoff level, at least a championship level. What are your thoughts?
I don't necessarily agree with you, but I see where you're going. Mm-hmm. And what I mean is I don't know what he would do in another offense because I haven't seen him in mm-hmm. one. But what I do think he does well is when you're a quarterback that can get to your – third and fourth read, mm-hmm. you know. You got your first read. Most quarterbacks go first read, second read, run,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
Young guys go first read and run. Mm-hmm. This guy can get to his fourth read and still look off of safety or something like that. He's that good. What that does is as an offensive coordinator, you can put in a full offense.
Yeah.
Most offensive coordinators can't put in a full offense with all that kind of stuff because the quarterback can't get to it.
Yeah.
I mean, case in point, you look at what the Bears did. Everything they did for Mitch Trubisky was in his eye sign.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever I'm trying to say. You
Absolutely.
Know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. In his eyesight, everything came towards him. He wasn't going to his fourth read.
Yeah.
You know, it was – everything was to the right-hand side, you know, stuff coming across the field to him. That's what you do, right? Scheme him up. You don't have to scheme up Tom Brady. You say, go out there, you know, see what you see, get the ball to the guy that's open. The one thing I do agree with is his athleticism, because if you watch him run, mm-hmm. you're highly disappointed.
He doesn't look.
As soon as he
look
runs,
like a healthy runner.
You're like, oh, that's that dude in, when I was 12
yeah.
that you was like,
looks awkward. Yeah. Looks awkward.
He looking gingerly. Like, why is he running like that?
You know what I'm seeing right now, Jason?
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a Whole Foods.
I went there.
Yeah. You went to Whole Foods?
But you know why I put it out there?
Why?
Because I ate this like kale-like salad thing.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
But I left it in here before you came here, and I could smell it.
You could smell it.
Oh, it's, you know how the fresh food yeah. is so fresh, it starts smelling funky?
Yeah. Let me tell you something about Whole Foods, man. Let me tell you something about Whole Foods, Jason, that I've come to realize
uh-huh.
Whole Foods for some reason has everybody convinced that everything in there is healthy. You can eat anything in there.
You can eat anything in Whole Foods. And because it came from Whole Foods, it's healthy. I've had some of the unhealthiest foods. They got these tortilla chips in Whole Foods.
I've seen you get those.
And they are laden with oil and grease. And as I'm eating them, I know this is horrible for me. But because it came from Whole Foods, I'm like, this can't be that bad. This thing probably has 19,000 calories in it. And I'm munching them down because it came from Whole Foods. Whole Foods, genius marketing. Absolutely genius.
Free pass.
Oh, my gosh.
You can do anything in there. I talked crazy to somebody in Whole Foods today.
Why?
Oh, man. I talked reckless to this man.
Okay, what did he do?
Should I be saying this right now?
Why not? I want to know exactly, because you're a very calm, calm individual. And I want to know what could have possibly made you talk reckless to somebody, Jay. Especially in the paradise that is Whole Foods. It's paradise.
Okay, I'm coming
out. I hear angels singing when I walk into Whole Foods. Go ahead.
First of all, we got our workout in this morning. Shout out to me and OC getting, you know, gym. So I'm going over there, get my, you know, my nutrition.
Okay.
Everything's healthy.
Yeah, right. Everything. Everything in there.
And I'm in line, and I'm buying my stuff, and the lady is doing my transaction. And a guy just walks up.
Oh, man.
Right where I am, and puts his stuff down and starts. And she's kind of like, hey, could you back up? Because, you know, some people are putting their pen in, you know. Could you give them some space? And he looked at her. And he said something very unhealthy to her.
Not Whole Foods like.
Not Whole Foods like.
Okay.
He's this lady. So immediately I said.
You swole up.
I swole up. I said, man, you better relax. So he relaxes.
He saw the look in your eyes.
I said, man, you better relax. And then the lady looked up like, thank you.
Oh,
like,
man.
Because they can't say that. And the man next to her, who was working, which was an open place where he could have went to, kind of looked like, thank you. Because obviously they can't talk to customers like that.
Yeah. Then, customer's always right.
Right. And then I took it to one more step. When I walked out, I said, I apologize for him.
Wow. So you apologize for the guy.
I apologize for him. And you know what? Let me tell you why I like this. Because the next time I go in there, my credit card don't work. They're gonna hook me up.
They're gonna let you slide.
We'll see you when you
get
back.
Remember this guy. This is a great guy.
When my card says decline, they're gonna be like, "He's all right. He's all right."
Oh man! But don't you hate when people just feel like so entitled?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like when you know something else that bothers me, Jason.
What's that?
Have you ever? Like been walking outside somewhere or like, you know, walking out the door and you hold the door open for somebody and they walk out and they don't acknowledge.
Not even a nod. Nothing.
Doesn't that make you so mad?
That's not nice.
Why do people do that? Like you're supposed to hold the door open.
Some people are entitled or some people just cannot. I mean, some people, I don't know.
It's crazy.
I don't know. You know, it's the thing that as fathers, we just have to always be conscious of teaching the little people in our life to be and appreciate things, right?
Fathers, be good to your daughters, because daughters will I can't sing. We got a record label, but I can't sing.
Where did that come from?
Because it just came to my head when you said that. You know my mind works in mysterious ways, J-Bell.
We got like 2 minutes left or a minute left or something like that. I just want to give you some credit, my brother.
Okay.
Kansas City's offense was a highlight reel.
Yep.
You called it.
Yeah.
Credit to you. They are going to make this season exciting. Still not sold on the defense. Give you your credit. They were active.
Jason, but you knew that I was on this. I'm always right. Most of the time, I mean, I'm always – at the end of the day, Jason – I am always right. Now, Alex Smith, I like Alex Smith. He's a good quarterback.
Right.
Alex Smith is not going to get you to the Super Bowl. He is not. Yeah, to win a Super Bowl, you either have to have an outstanding defense or a quarterback that can make the special play. And Patrick, my homie.
Your homie.
Is the type of guy who can make the throw. Look at the receivers they have at their disposition.
I know.
Look at those players that they have. You need the guy who can take those vertical shots, who can extend the field, extend the drive, and he's the guy to get
it. You said something that's true, too. Even though I'm not all for their defense and sold on it, they're winning two phases. They're winning the special teams battle. Yep. And to run back one early in the year, you got everybody scared for the rest of the year.
Absolutely,
man. I tell you what.
You know what's not scary?
What's that?
This Uprise music.
Man, it gets me pumped. You I like wish that? I would have had it when I was in that argument. You know? When I was in that argument, I'd have been like, ugh.
You know what I mean? It just, it does something to you, man.
It does.
Even just, this little part right here.
I like that.
This dude is so good, man.
It does.
It's so dope.
It makes me feel good. We're not talking about the Browns and the Steelers. No chance. None.
All we're talking about right now is the Uprise. The Uprise. Let's go. Why you look so aggressive, Jason?
Because I'm still thinking about what happened earlier today when I was in that line. Then I make you use control. Hey, man, let's get out of here, bro. Hey, once again, thank you for listening. See you next week. Uprise! Yeah, my flow is retarded. Where's my drug? I'm an addict. What I'm spitting is magic. I'm on top of your average. You're a staff, I'm a manager. So you're not on my calendar. Don't you dare me to feast, or you be resting in peace. Got it from your mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had your engine roaring like a Lamborghini Gallardo. Wake up in the morning next to you and say obrigado. Want nobody else except it's you, I beg you, call me Ro. FaceTime on my phone, she just they holler me. Anytime when I show, she just they bother me. Mike Tyson, we're biting, I'm fighting. Garats, groupie, a lot. If I break your heart, my apology. Blame it on the recession, the economy. Top down, my black, definition of lifestyle. Hype man, fully charged, battery, no they die down. Turn me on, you be light switch, you're smoking hot, downhill switch. Ifanaya Adora, red lips, you're like Rita Ora. Now you be my new employer, welcome to my web explorer. Be my miss, I go be your mister. Picture a diamond ring on your finger. Got it from your mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had your engine roaring like a Lamborghini Gallardo. Wake up in the morning next to you and say obrigado. Want nobody else except it's you, I beg you, call me Ro. Got it from your mama, picture perfect, call it Picasso. Had your engine roaring like a Lamborghini Gallardo. Wake up in the morning next to you and say obrigado. Want nobody else except it's you, I beg you, call me Ro.